Chapter 9. Some of the results obtained by Helios have leaked out to the public. Probably it was the chimpanzee himself who could not keep his mouth shut in the enthusiasm of success. In the town, they are saying that a scientist has succeeded in making men talk. Furthermore, the discoveries of the buried city are being discussed in the press, and although their significance is usually distorted, one or two journalists are close to suspecting the truth. As a result, there is an uneasy atmosphere abroad, which manifests itself in the increased wariness of the authorities in regard to me, and an attitude which is daily more disturbing. Cornelius has many enemies. He dares not frankly proclaim his discovery. Even if he thought of doing so, his superiors would no doubt be against it. The orangutan clan led by Zeus is intriguing against him. They talk about a conspiracy against the simian race, and point me out, more or less openly, as one of the factionists. The guerrillas have not yet adopted an official stand, but they are always against anything that tends to disturb law and order. Today, I experienced a deep emotion. The long-awaited event has taken place. I was first of all overwhelmed with joy, but on second thoughts, trembled at the new danger it represents. Nova has given birth to a boy. I have a child. I have a son on the planet Soror. I have seen him, but only with the greatest difficulty. The security measures have become increasingly strict, and I was unable to visit Nova until the week after the birth. It was Zira who brought me the news. She at least will remain a true friend, whatever else may happen. She found me so perturbed that she took the responsibility of arranging a meeting with my new family for me. It was a few days after the event that she took me to see them, late at night, for the newborn child is under close observation during the day. I have seen him. He's a splendid baby. He was lying on the straw like a new Christ, nuzzling against his mother's breast. He looks like me, but he also has Nova's beauty. The latter gave a menacing growl when I pushed open the door. She, too, feels uneasy. She rose up, her nails extended like claws, but calmed down when she recognized me. I am sure this birth has raised her a few degrees higher on the human scale. The fleeting gleam in her eye is now a permanent glow. I kiss my son with passion, without allowing myself to think of the clouds gathering over our heads. He will be a man, a proper man, I'm sure. Intelligence sparkles in his features and in his eyes. I have revived the sacred flame. Thanks to me, a new human race is rising and will bloom on this planet. When he grows up, he will be the first of the branch, and then, when he grows up. I shudder at the thought of the conditions of his childhood, and of all the obstacles that will stand in his path. No matter. Between the three of us, we shall triumph, of that I am sure. I say the three of us, for Nova is now one of us. One need only see the way in which she contemplates her child. If she still licks him, in the manner of the mothers of this strange planet, her countenance has been refined. I put him down again on the straw. I am reassured as to his nature. He does not talk yet, but I'm out of my mind. He's only 3 days old. He will one day. Now he has started crying. Crying like a human child and not whining. Nova sees the difference and observes him in awe and ecstasy. It does not escape Zira's attention either. She draws closer, her furry ears are pricked, and she watches the baby for a long time in silence, with a solemn expression. Then she signals to me that it is time to go. It would be dangerous for all of us if I were to be found here. She promises to look after my son, and I know she will keep her word. But I'm also aware that she is suspected of being attached to me, and the possibility of her dismissal makes me tremble. I must not allow her to run this risk. I embrace my family warmly and leave. Looking round, I see the she-monkey likewise bent over this human body and gently put her muzzle to its brow before closing the cage. And Nova does not protest. She permits this caress, which must have become a daily occurrence. Remembering the antipathy she used to show towards Zira, I cannot help regarding this as a miracle. We go out. I am trembling from head to foot, and I see that Zira is as deeply moved as I am. "Ulys," she exclaims, wiping away a tear. "I sometimes feel this child is also mine."